Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and she scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much, and Mel is back in our studio today following the weekend at home, and Huskies only home for two games before they head right back on the road again. A couple of tough losses against Anchorage in front of great crowds, 3,300, over 3,300 on Friday night, over 3,400 on Saturday night at the John McInnes Student Ice Arena. Huskies stubbed their toe a little bit this weekend. We'll try to get back in the win column at Lake State this coming Friday night and Saturday night, and we'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. Good morning to you, Coach. I know it was a tough weekend, and like you said, the sun has come up again. We're ready to go.
Yeah, good morning, Dirk. And I think maybe a lot of people, myself included, didn't know if the sun would ever come up after the weekend. But it was a tough weekend, no doubt about it. Anyway, you look at it, you go into the weekend with high expectations, and we have high expectations for our team. So it was a disappointing weekend.
You seem to have some concerns going into the weekend on certain players, and some of that came to fruition as far as how.
Yeah, you know, I was concerned for a lot of reasons. You know, not to make excuses, but it's always a tough trip to Alaska, let alone being on the road for 10 days and then traveling all the way back and just finding the energy. And I knew we were playing a good opponent, you know, watching their tapes even the weekend before. So they were down here for, you know, the 10 days themselves, so they were getting prepared. And watching the Minnesota State tapes when Anchorage played them before, the weekend before we did, they look good, even though you look at the scores and say 6-2 and 2-0. Mm-hmm. But when you break it down and look at the chances for and against and some things in the game, they played well. So I knew we were going to have our hands full. A hardworking team, didn't give us much time or space to do a whole lot, but I was concerned. I was concerned for a lot of reasons, concerned about, you know, Jamie and how tired he might be and his sharpness. And you could get a sense of it in practice. I mean, during the week even, we tried to do some things a little different just to try to stay fresh and be ready to play. And for the most part, you know, we didn't play poor. Like, you know, I always go back and watch the games and watch them over and over and over. And my wife commented yesterday, you're a glutton for punishment, because you know, I wanted to watch a game again. And when you analyze it, we didn't play poor. We just weren't really sharp. I think one of the keys in the weekend, we got leads both nights, 2-1, and we could not get any separation. I felt if we could have got up by two goals, really could have changed the whole outcome of either night and the whole weekend. But we had some really good opportunities. And that's one of the things. We just weren't very good around their net. And, you know, you can comment about the defense and the giveaways and some of the goals that went in, but part of it is scoring. And it's we always talk about it. It's really hard to preach offense. I mean, you can try to do some things. We can, some, you know, positioning, quick, you know, a lot of different things, but, you know, it's really hard to preach it. And, you know, I think Friday is a great example. I think we hit three or four posts right off the get-go. And that's that. You're talking an inch, half inch, one way or the other. And we did not get any puck luck this weekend compared to their goals went in relatively easy. We had to really work for our goals this weekend.
That seems to have become a pattern with us, though. Especially on Friday nights, we seem to always have a really good start to our games where we don't get as many goals as maybe we deserve, and we end up winning the game most of the time.
Sure.
But like in a game like Friday night, when we had all of those great chances, we don't score. Obviously, that came back to hurt us.
Well, it does, and you know, and I think they played a perfect road games almost to a T. We always talk about on the road, you need goaltending. They got excellent goaltending. You need to stay disciplined. You know, we did not have many power plays. I think the first night we might have had two. And actually only one the first night, you know, and the next night I think we had four. So in a weekend, that's not many. And the other thing is you have to take advantage of their opportunities. We did not give them many opportunities. When we go back and we chart grade A opportunities, I don't think they you know, you can count them on one hand. You know, each night they maybe had that many really grade A opportunities. So, and they kept the crowd out of the game. You know, they didn't let us score. And that's one way you keep a team, let's say, out of the game per se, is you don't let them get that spark or that energy to really get them going. And having said that, after we made it 2-1 both nights, I felt, okay, if we could get the next one, then we're in business. But we just couldn't get that next one. And credit to them. I mean, they played the perfect game. You know, they got into the third period down one shot. And I'm sure they were preaching to their team, hey, you know, they would have taken that, you know, just coming in the period down one goal. And, you know, that next shot could tie the game. And unfortunately for us, that's what happened.
Well, yeah, I thought the same thing, too. Once Tyler Hinnerton scored that go-ahead goal in the second period on Friday night, I said, well, here we go. The floodgates might open up here, and they just never did. I thought they did a really good job in the neutral zone, kind of sealing us off, not really giving us those three-on-twos or any kind of a drop pass coming into the zone.
Well, they had guys back. I mean, they basically played a 1-3-1, you know, basically a 1-4 at times, if you want to call it that. So they always had guys back. You had to work to get every zone. And the only way we were going to have a chance to succeed is to get it behind them, go in and forecheck and grind it out. It was a grinded-out, gritty game, and we just didn't have enough oomph to get through the game. And puck luck. I'm telling you, our guys worked hard. They worked really hard. And when you watch the games back, they did a lot of really good things. It's not like we got, you know, outplayed. It's just we just didn't score enough goals. I think it just came down to that. And some costly turnovers at critical times in the game really hurt us too. And we've been talking about those. And we talk a lot about every play matters. Every play matters. And, you know, we can point to two or three instances in each night where, you know, a play here or there, you know, really had an effect on the game.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of the highlights from the game. First of all, Friday night, it was Sean McTavish who got his first and second goals of the season in this game. This was the first one at the 5:41 mark of period number one. Intercepted by the Seawolves across the line. McTavish with a look at it. Somehow stick handles away from pressure, gets it back to the blue line. Williams will pinch in, drops it back. McTavish taking the shot. Tipped in front, they score. It hit a Husky in front, I think. And they're probably, I don't know if they're going to look at this or what, but a goal for the Seawolves. They lead it 1-0. They did look at it. I think it was whether or not Jamie was interfered with. They ruled that he was not, and the goal counted. It went off a Liebinger stick, correct?
Yeah, Chris came out to block it and just put a stick down, and it went way up in the air and over Jamie. But there was contact. Their guy did knock, ran into Jamie's butt end of a stick and actually knocked it out of his hand. So disrupted him. I think if that, I'm going to send that in, and that's a good teaching tool, that play, because I think it is interference, no question about it, because he does make contact with Jamie, which does not allow him to play the position. And whether it's incidental or not, Jamie is in his crease, and you, that's a protected area. So now that didn't win or lose us the game, but I think that goal should have been overturned.
They had good pressure at that time. At times, I thought through the weekend, they did a good job of puck possession inside of our zone.
Yeah, just bottling us up a little bit. I think you know, they're strong. You know, they got some older kids on that team, and they're a good sized team. And we had trouble, but it's that fine line, Dirk, that we're talking about. Just that urgency, that desperation. We have to understand that every team that we play, I mean, it's a red-letter game for them. I mean, they're coming in here, and they understand that they have to play their best game in order to have a chance to beat us. And I think that's a good example of seeing how desperate their team was and how dialed in they were to play us. And obviously, they had a tough weekend before, and I think they were, you know, a little ticked off and ready to go this weekend. But just that sense of urgency, just that it's not a big separation, but it's a huge thing in a game, and you need to have that. And if you're just off a little bit mentally, you know, just that mental toughness, that mental urgency, then you're going to have some problems.
We, like you said, with the posts, I think we had three posts in that first period, but we outshoot them 12-3, trailing 1-0 going into the second. Alex Patan ties the game up.
And Gould in front, backhander to the front, bouncing puck again, it's loose. Patan picks it up, backhands it in front, Gould had it go to his skate. Had that got to Gould's forehand, it was a goal.
Now it's Patan. As the Huskies putting on pressure, trying to tie this game up. Bouncing puck. Patan with it again. Shoot!